I left Conseil to the proper stowing of our luggage, and climbed on deck to watch the preparations getting under way. Just then, Commander Farragut was giving orders to cast off the last moorings holding the Abraham Lincoln to its Brooklyn pier, and so, if I'd been delayed by a quarter of an hour, or even less, the frigate would have gone without me, and I would have missed out on this unearthly, extraordinary, and inconceivable expedition, whose true story might well meet with some skepticism. But Commander Farragut didn't want to waste a single day, or even a single hour, in making for those seas where the animal had just been sighted. He summoned his engineer. "Are we up to pressure?" he asked the man. "Aye, sir," the engineer replied. "Go ahead, then," Commander Farragut called. At his order, which was relayed to the engine by means of a compressed air device, the mechanics activated the start-up wheel. Steam rushed whistling into the gaping valves. Long horizontal pistons groaned and pushed the tie rods of the drive shaft. The blades of the propeller churned the waves with increasing speed, and the Abraham Lincoln moved out majestically amid the spectator-laden escort of some 100 ferries and tenders.